Boom. Here we go. This is Mike's podcast, episode one.
How you doing? Michael Cheek, Mike Rogers, trying a new thing out, trying to do a podcast.
The cheap Chinese microphone.
Probably get pretty random. No really set subjects, but we're here setting up for a big garage sale. And we got my cousin, Rodney Campbell.
How you doing? Hot Rod.
Hot Rod here. Rodney's parents live next door, and missed him like the last seven visits here, so it's cool to see Rodney.
We got the myth, the legend, Ryan Beal.
Hello, Fields. People out there listening to the podcast.
I imagine anyone downloading this podcast will know Ryan Beal. And
yeah,
probably
they might
Rodney
have a
Campbell
story
well.
Or two. I'm going to pull some shenanigans.
A story or two?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, today we are drinking on... So this is the segment we're going to call Smoking and Drinking On. We're drinking on Devil's Trumpet. It's in Hobart, Indiana. Possibly Maryville. Who knows? Annex shit. Who knows? They're on Utah Street. They make awesome beer. We're drinking on My Ghetto, which is an IPA. It's apparently National IPA Day for some reason. And then we're drinking on Night Goat. Mike Rogers drinking some Night Goat.
Damn straight.
Don't forget the Red Bull vodka.
The Red Bull and vodka for Hot Rod. Hot Rod brings his own fucking cocktails, man. That's how he works, man. But, yeah, just shout out to Devil's Trumpet, man. They're good dudes.
Yeah.
Good dudes.
They need and, sponsor the program.
That's right.
Smoking out of a little mini bong. Our buddy Mike brought us. Another Mike. Fucking Mike Mowry. If you're listening. And we're smoking this weed called Flow. It is an indica dominant hybrid. And it is from Colorado. So we're going to take a couple hits of that, too. So anyway, let's just get into this, man. What's everybody doing? What's going on? Any hot topics? Anybody want to talk about anything?
Shitty week. My house is falling apart. My credit card got fucking ganked. Cleared out my checking account. And that's
so
always a fucking joy.
Did you recover everything and just took hours and hours on the phone? Or
yeah, but you know, it's one of those things when you know they're quick to take your money out. But they're real slow to give you your money back.
Funny how that shit works, right?
All right. Right. Shout out to Centir. At least they were nice. But Visa, you can go fuck yourself.
Man. I don't know how much legal trouble we just got in right now, but I don't know. Probably not much. Shit, dude. That sucks, man.
Yeah.
Also, you're fucking like Dex routing out or some shit, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The joy of carpenter ants and fucking wood rot. So... Mm-hmm. Well, there goes another $1,000 down the pisser.
Fuck nature.
Yeah. Well, poor construction.
Yeah.
You know.
Poor construction.
You know. Who would thought flashing was a necessity?
Yeah, I just saw somebody walk down the street with some shiny, like, silver pants and a tie-dye shirt.
Really?
Yes. Nice.
Were they looking at the sale?
No, they didn't. I don't think they had any money.
No.
Trying this stuff from Colorado?
Yeah, probably. We're about to. Thanks for reminding me.
So, football starts up tonight.
What football? What do you mean?
They're having that, what is it, that...
college football?
No. They're doing that, what is it called, Legends game or some bullshit like that, you know?
Is it the Hall of Fame game? Is it the Hall of Fame game already?
Is it that or is it that? I don't, it's some game, I heard it
the
on the radio.
The Hall of Fame
game is
usually the
here.
First one, right?
Hall of Fame game? Yeah, flag football game.
You know, OJ Simpson,
like
if he was out,
shit or what?
He wouldn't be banned. They would let him come.
Oh, I thought he got out.
No, not yet.
Not yet?
October.
Well, what kind of commissioner are they? We know what kind of commissioner the NFL has. He's the kind of the same, like, Bud Selig motherfucker that wouldn't let a great, like, OJ. And he really did nothing wrong.
Was it Tagliabue?
He didn't get convicted
of
much.
Was it baseball?
He's definitely beat the system.
Yeah, it's all about that money. Yeah, at least be able to partake.
They pay that guy $45 million a year. Good off.
Good off.
Really?
That's right.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That guy makes $45 million. Exactly. He doesn't take any hits out in the field.
To jerk off and go after Tom Brady, like, because, you know, there was a deflated football.
Yeah, it's just, I don't even know why they even fuck with that.
Everybody does
in the game that it was in, dude, they literally could have played with a fucking anvil and beat the Colts, man. They beat the shit out of them.
I think it's just the past of Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's always shenanigans, but he wins.
Yeah. They just keep trying to fuck him over because he keeps winning. I'm like, fuck,
I doubt Bill Belichick's the first one that's taped to have somebody sneak a camera into a practice facility.
No, that probably happened.
Well, that's the whole thing.
The 70s.
It was like the 90s with baseball, right? You knew every SOB out there was hitting the roids as hard as they fucking could. I mean, you know, I remember Sammy Sosa back, you know, when he was a rookie.
With the Texas Rangers.
He was a lanky little shit, right? And then, like, within a year, he's this brick shit house who can't put his arms down. And you're like, same thing with Mark McGwire. Mark McGwire was, I mean, they were good, Barry Bonds. You know, or Barry Bonds. Yeah, they were good hitters. Don't get me wrong, from the get go.
Bonds was even McGwire was a good, solid hitter.
But you know, McGwire was hitting doubles and, you know, a lot of doubles, driving a lot of runs, and then all of a sudden he goes from a 32 home run a year guy to, holy shit, he's hitting 60 home runs a year, and, you know, all of a sudden he's...
Not only is one guy going to break the record, there's a guy that's going to break the record as well right fucking behind him as
so,
well.
Right. Let's like, note this. We're juicing. So we're talking about Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire, right?
Yeah, that whole thing.
So guess what brought back baseball?
Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire. Home run race.
Yeah. It was dead.
I was about to say that, man. Yeah.
Baseball made it interesting. Baseball looked a blind eye to that one. That money started coming in again. People started giving a care about baseball. And money makes a lot of things not seem so bad.
You know,
and they took the Bud Selig just kind of, well, you know, we don't have
it. But I guess my deal with it is like, you know, if you're going to enforce a rule, then enforce it across the board. Don't play pick and choose. Don't do this. Don't do that.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
There was no NFL.
You know, true too.
What board are we talking about?
You know, sports, though.
Just sports in general. If you're gonna enforce a policy, either enforce it across the board or fuck off.
They can't. They'll lose too much money.
But that's the thing.
But they want to pick on you because you're a great athlete. You've done these types of things.
That's what always pissed me off about like the whole Tom Brady thing. You know, like I'm not a Patriots fan or anything like that. But that guy has been the most consistent SOB in the NFL for the last, 15 years?
It's a long streak.
I mean, he's been the most consistent.
I hate to admit to it, but yes.
Well, that's the thing is, like I said, I'm not a big fan.
The greatest quarterback of all time.
You know?
But he's like the older quarterbacks,
you know, when you had your...
As much as that hurts my feelings, that's the absolute truth.
Who's got more Super Bowls? That's how you look at who's the greatest quarterback. Who's won games that matter?
I agree with that, but at the end of the day, it's hard to say who's the best because there's different eras.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, for sure.
It's more offensive these days.
More offensive.
But, you know, I mean, look at Joe Montana back in the day. He didn't have the greatest arm on the face of the planet, but he was the greatest quarterback of that era because...
He won big games.
He won big games and was the most consistent guy out there.
Well, you can say a lot of it. You can go, you know, obviously Montana. You can go Brett Favre.
You know, you had guys like, you know, Dan Fouts back in the day and Warren Moon who could throw like a cannon, but you know what? They couldn't win shit. They couldn't win anything.
They got, remember that Buffalo Bills versus...
The Doug Flutie Flakes incident, you know, stuff, man. Yeah, I mean, you know.
Look what San Diego did. They got rid of Drew Brees. Probably the top five, top seven quarterback.
I mean, he's got two Super Bowls? Is that right?
Two.
Well, yeah. Rivers has been there forever. I don't know why he stays in San Diego.
And guess how many he has?
He's got nothing because San Diego's absolutely atrocious.
Yeah.
And he's been atrocious.
Well, that all goes down to ownership, though, man.
Well, they had the team. They had LT, they had Antonio Gates, they had Philip Rivers. They had a good squad. They should have won it that year, but they blew their load.
Yeah, eventually.
So what? That would have been, 8 years ago or so? Maybe longer. What year would that be? Maybe longer now.
It's probably about 10, 11.
Just thinking what the Bears were doing that year. I mean, what's everybody's thoughts on the Bears? I mean, can everybody say they're a Bears fan around here?
Hey, at least they're consistent.
Consistent.
I'm a Bears fan, but it's just...
Sure. Sure, they're fucking terrible, but we're all Bears fans.
Begrudgingly,
Javier's not a Bears fan. But,
you've been a Packers and a Colts and whatever.
I enjoy going to the Bears game.
Yeah, it's fun, right?
I have a blast.
We ride up on the bus. We get fucking wasted. It's great.
That's what we do.
Yeah, so are you going to come to a game this year?
Yes, Pittsburgh.
You are?
Yeah.
You're riding the bus, right?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Well, if we can, because there's going to be like probably like seven of us.
Yeah. There's only going to be a few of us on the bus, so yeah.
I've never ever
throwing some money for
I'm
gas.
I'm also a Steelers fan.
Well, I always try.
Have your buddies throwing money for gas. Not you. You never have to pay anything ever in the bus.
I've always been a Steelers fan, too. I've been weird about sports. I always have, like, an AFC team and an NFC team and an AL team and an NL team. And, like I've always been weird like that.
That's
like,
sacrilegious to me, Mike Rogers.
I know.
This is Michael Cheek saying that's sacrilegious to me, Mike Rogers. We're going to have this conflict a lot, I can tell.
Hey,
in our budding podcast relationship, because I only believe in one team.
It's like in hockey, okay? Like, I've always liked the Philadelphia Flyers for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe it's just the fucking colors from when I was a kid, and it was the orange. And I've always liked the Blackhawks. Yeah. I've always been a fervent fan of both those teams, right? So I was in this dilemma when they played Philadelphia in the Stanley Cup. What was it, 2010 or whatever it was? I'm like... Yeah.
Who's my team?
Neither of them have won shit in a long time. But then I'm like, okay, well, the Blackhawks haven't won anything in a longer amount of time, so I'm going to root for the Blackhawks, you know, type of thing. Because and then I'm like, wait a minute, the Blackhawks are like 40 miles away, so, you know, yeah, I should go root for them, but...
You should always root for the Hawks.
You know.
I root for the Wings still, man. It's a rebuilding time in the proud, you know, franchise. But that's a franchise that went to the playoffs 25 years straight.
Yeah, first time they didn't go to the playoffs this year, 25 years. Yeah.
Well, you know what? They've been getting to the playoffs.
Nashville
not playing,
made a hell of
so
a
run. Like a total rebuild of the team.
What are they, number 8 seed? They
start,
knocked
really
out the
start
Hawks
fresh.
The only good thing out of Detroit is probably the Red Wings.
Tigers.
And the automotives, maybe.
Tigers had a lot.
Automotives, maybe.
Just see, guys, if you haven't learned our voices yet, Rodney is the one who said that Nashville, he was looking for Nashville to win. In case Ruth Lavery downloads this, that was Rodney, just so you know.
Nashville.
I just had to call you out. Buddy.
AKA Sir Rodney.
They hold out tickets. It's Hot Rod. My bad. Nashville. But they hold out tickets from Blackhawks fans and shit. Come on.
Tampa did the same thing. All we want to do is go spend money in your fucking town.
I agree with that. That was bullshit. But if they hold all my money, guess what? I'm spending at the bars all the way down Broadway there.
Oh, absolutely.
But Tampa did the same fucking thing in the Stanley Cup that year.
Sure.
They have a great general manager, though. Steve Yzerman. Great guy.
When you're in a second-rate town with a second-rate sports team, you got to do shit like that.
Yeah, sports teams in Florida don't usually do very well.
Now, I'm not saying those franchises are second-rate. I'm saying that those fans and teams
what
are.
Mean?
Not all of them.
Jaguars
obviously, there's
awesome,
the diehards.
What?
There's awesome diehards.
The Jaguars
out there,
are awesome.
Right.
I got my Jaguar Super Bowl tickets ready.
The only thing that's hot in Florida is NASCAR.
Well, I think they have Florida State in the top 5.
Gator wrestling.
Predictions.
Yeah.
Can anybody name the best Jaguars quarterback ever?
No.
I can, dude.
You'll probably say it, and I'll probably be like, oh, I remember him, but...
It's on the back of this toy here. That's how good the Jaguars franchise is.
Mark Brunell.
That's the best quarterback ever.
Yeah, no shit. Wow.
Wasn't he on St. Louis before?
He was a little bit of a journeyman late in his career. Yeah. But he had a nice career with the Jaguars, I thought. Yeah, I always liked him. Always liked Brunell.
He also played for the Carolina, didn't he?
I don't know, man.
I think so.
I think they had Winky at that time from fucking Florida
Chris
State.
Chris Winky!
Oh, shit. This isn't just going to be a sports podcast all the time, but sports seems to be a good topic to talk about right now.
Yeah. Cubs are only down one run right now.
It's a good way to kill a topic. Are they down one run still?
In the eighth,
that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I just checked it like a minute.
Probably
I got rid of TV.
No, well, they got two outs, but there's two men on base. One is,
One thing about the Cubs, they do always win in the eighth and ninth inning.
Nope, no, they retired the side.
They have been clutch. They've been clutch a lot.
Even going back to like last year, look at a lot of the games.
That's what I'm
talking
about.
They're getting beat.
Yeah.
Eighth
and ninth inning, bam, here they come.
Yeah. I went to a couple of those games, man.
You think of everybody's leaving, they're getting beat. Actually, you know, a couple of base hits, a home run.
When you're talking, stay close to the mic, man. Sorry, just because there's only one mic, man.
Yeah.
When you go to spit out your chewing tobacco, dude. But come over here and talk all you want.
It's crazy, though, but I've never been to an NFL game.
Really?
Yeah.
Phil, you got to ride the bus up and go to a fucking game.
I've had zero interest ever to go to a Bears game. Ever.
Sit
out in the cold.
It all depends where you go.
$20 for beers.
You got to go early. You got to go September, October.
I'd rather sit at home.
I almost
grab a sandwich,
shut your
make
mouth.
Something.
Give me a break. You've never been. That's no. why you say that. That's why yeah, your opinion
I
is bad.
Dude, you know what? I went to Bears games when they sucked. Done. Like I went to when they, a couple years back, it was Bears versus Minnesota. That was cold as shit because it was a late November game, right? You know, and of course, it's always on Sunday when the fucking wind comes off the lake and you're like, oh, shit. You know, it takes that 35 degrees and makes it feel about 15 or type of shit, but... You know what? After a couple drinks, and you just don't give a shit anymore.
No, you don't. You enjoy Bear games?
Fuck yeah.
Dude, we got to have a podcast at a Bear game. You got to ride the bus up. Yeah. We'll do it on the fucking bus, man. We'll do it on the bus. It'll be beautiful. You want another beer in the fridge, man.
Oh, okay.
Help yourself.
I was supposed to go to the Packers-Green Bay game. I mean, the Packers-Bears game up at Lambeau last year in December, but we got fucking screwed on tickets.
1, 2, 3?
I don't think we got up to. Or just
get them?
Yeah, just whatever. Just grab whatever.
There's only whatever.
There's
I don't care.
6 or 8 bottles in there left. Sorry about that, people.
Sorry, it's a beer break.
You want to shift? You want to shift topics from sports to something else? Is there anything that's an interesting topic that we can talk about, like current events? Maybe that's another segment we might do here. It's maybe what's happening or something.
Political. I hate both parties.
You know what? I just want to note this out here. I love the ultimate chaos that's going on in government right now. Like, I love the fact that it's such a clusterfuck.
To what means?
Because nothing's getting done. Government isn't doing shit.
Are you saying that, like, it's going to finally prove that we really don't need, like, this fucking huge government?
Yeah, maybe. Okay. Maybe at a certain point, yeah.
Yeah, I get you. I agree.
Because I'd rather have a government that's completely deadlocked and not doing a goddamn thing except for fighting about petty bullshit all day long than actually raising my taxes and fucking screwing me over with more laws and regulations.
Here's the thing that I look at. I look at, like, politics. I look at government with this one real view of it. And it was supposed to be a government that worked for the people. Now they just work for government.
Mm-hmm.
And just seems they're like, you know.
Not just government, corporations.
Corporations. But, I mean, they're bought and sold. They're not for the people anymore. They quit being they quit being about that a long time ago. And it seems like, you know, you get all these new taxes. You get all these new, like, permits for stuff. It's revenue making. Well, what'd you do with the money we gave you before? You know?
But dude, here's the kick. I don't think government was in the eyes of the founders. Let's just put it that way. Like, it's stepping back. I don't think government was ever supposed to get this big.
No, it couldn't have. And it couldn't be these people, lifetime members in there that sit around for 30 years. You know, I think that's the thing is you've got career politicians has been the absolute downfall of government.
Oh, I agree with you.
Because these people are all, instead of looking at it as a duty, hey, I'll go serve my term, I leave.
Have you ever noticed some of these guys
like
go...
Like a civic service, but no, they stick around for 35 years.
Why does a politician
years.
Go in with no money and come out with a whole shit ton of money?
Yeah, well, you look at a lot of them, they come out millionaires.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And I hate all these screw bags that, you know, like I said, I'm not a Trump fan, by any stretch of the means. But you know what? I think he's exactly what this country needed. He's causing so much fucking stupid chaos.
He is, but again, it takes a lot of, like, just the bullshit seems to take away. And some of the just stupid things he says, like a typical rich bratty kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
and,
oh.
But would you? I didn't vote for him, and I didn't vote for Hillary by any means either. Dude, I didn't think, you know.
But this guy, you know what? One thing I will say about Trump is he's great for the memes.
He's
he is the epitome of like a living meme, which is like wonderful that we have a living meme.
Well,
there's
a new crazy quote out of him and his camp every day. They fire people every week. I love the chaos.
Like, to me, I'm going, this is wonderful because
it becomes
shows
such a distraction,
how fucked up. No, it's not.
I'd rather have the guy like with Trump's kind of money and power to go in there and not be a complete jack off. And actually concentrate on smart things.
But I don't think anybody could get anything done.
Who do you think would be that person, like, that has a shitload of money that would be able to, like, step in? Like, my ultimate thing would be, like, maybe like Mark Cuban could do it. Like, he got the Mavericks
would probably
the championship,
be the one.
So maybe he could get the U.S. fucking 4-year championship, you know?
He understands business.
But you know what I think we run into is Congress itself is just a cancer. Like, well, all the people.
There's too many people.
They all need to go. Exactly. Yeah, that's right.
That's not who we need to
like,
change. That's almost, who we need to change.
Like, I never thought to my day. Like, right. I never liked Kid Rock, right? Okay, like, I always thought he was kind of a clown. But you know what? If he was running for Senate Indiana instead of Michigan, I'd vote for him. You know why? Because because I'm like, he's just not one of them fucking dudes.
He's not going to be bought out. He's got money.
He's got his money. He don't give two shits.
I went to his concerts back in the day. Yeah.
I'm not a Kid Rock fan by any means, but I mean he is a very talented artist.
Think about it. Everybody you know, runs
he's a good artist.
I think Rodney's got a good point. Like what if it, you know what? If, he's right. It's all politicians, like you're saying. Like what if a bunch of like public figures who weren't actual fucking like politicians ran?
Like us.
And because they're popular people, they wouldn't even need to spend much money running shit.
I always realize this. You know what the problem is, Cheek? Is because you got guys like. Us, we don't want power. Like, we're not like really interested in climbing the food chain to be like ultimate dictator or telling other people what to do. So the people who actually would be good in the government are the people who don't want to get involved because they're like, I don't want to fucking tell anybody what they should do with their lives and just don't want to bother people. I just want to live my life and be left alone.
Yeah, but they want to take your money. Well, they're bothering us.
Well, they're bothering us, but the thing is, the reciprocal of that is that we don't want to bother people. We're just like, just fuck off, leave us alone, and let us run our own goddamn lives, man.
Well, sorry about the train noises. I'm sure you guys hear it. Sorry about that.
Chug-a-lug-a, chug-a-lug-a.
Welcome to Northwest Indiana.
Also, if you're downloading this podcast, you probably know that we are taping this at my mom's house, and we you know where my mom lives, so you know about the fucking trains. But yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying. Yeah. I mean, why? Why, if you're set up for life, why would you want to enter that field and do that? It's current state.
Unless you actually really care.
Right. I think we could morph it into something to where it could be something to attract people like that.
Yeah.
But it's current state. I mean, why would you? If you were rich, would you want to do that?
No, hell no.
If you were set, even if you were just comfortable.
Hell no. Because I even knew.
Maybe my last worries.
You know, because here's the thing is that if you ever thought that you were going to make a difference, you have to make more money than the U.S. government makes. And there is nobody in this world who makes $4 trillion a year.
Well, wait a minute. They always spend their debt.
Well, they make three.
You said
three
world. There's probably Saudis who do that in a year.
Nah, not even the Saudis.
Not even Saudis?
No, not even the Saudis. You have to make.
Oil's
like,
taken a lot of hits over the last few years.
Even when it was $100 a barrel, even at like $10 million
barrels
a day.
How long does it take to get to a trillion? Like. The company I work for just made $1.3 billion in one quarter.
Trillion is way far away.
But that's still a thousand a year away.
Well, I understand that, but at those quarters, there's four quarters in a year, correct me if I'm wrong.
That'd be correct.
So, how many years does it take to get to that? Granted, you're not always going to make
$100 billion is a trillion, right?
Yeah, but see, the thing is, right, but I'm saying $4 trillion a year.
So, I don't know, we could do that math.
A year.
Oh, we're talking $4 trillion.
A year.
We're talking $4 trillion. Okay.
$4 trillion a year the U.S. pulls in tax, steals from the citizens, so to speak, you know? So you would have to be able to completely, you'd have to pull a George Soros and be able to completely, the guy's an asshole. He'll live to be like 150 because he's not even human anymore.
Like a Rockefeller.
Yeah, exactly.
David Rockefeller.
When that asshole died, trust me.
It's not tangent.
No tears or shit. But I'm saying is, you know, he had enough money to like influence smaller countries because he had more money than those smaller countries, and like he changed them for the worser. But
more worse?
More worser. Yeah, more.
He changed him for the worse.
He made them
worse.
Bad.
But the thing is that if you wanted to have any kind of like influence, you would have to be able to supersede the money flow of the United States. And the scary thing is we pull in $3.5-4 trillion a year and we're still in fucking debt.
Yeah, right.
You know?
It's crazy.
So
because we got a massive government. We
eternal war.
Yeah, I mean our defense, welfare state. Our defense spending is just fucking ridiculous.
Our welfare state is just as bad. That's the funny thing. If you look at the pie graph, it's kind of funny when you look at like between Social Security, which is just a goddamn Ponzi scheme. Like, trust me.
Well, yeah, because they're paying out.
You're gonna have to like that's like let's just like not even go into that right there. Let's let Mike present that. Let's let Mike present
I'll
that.
I'll have to do a different podcast. Independent segment on this shit here. So.
Yes, let's not rabbit hole that. I'll go into the right money. Here, dude. I don't want to be here for 4 hours.
Yeah. Oh, he's rabbit holing.
No.
Rabbit hole.
He's holding the rabbit.
When you say a thing like that, because I took my grandmother to cash her fucking Social Security check today because she just needed a ride. And it's like, oh, I'll take my grandpa's Lincoln out for a drive, man. It was nice, you know? I drove my grandpa over to cash her. And you know what? She fucking lived on this earth. She's 88. She deserves that fucking money, I think.
No, I'm not.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of it gets cycled into the government. I just rabbit holed it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, buddy. Let's cut it.
Yeah,
she needs to invest that money in podcasts. We need her as a sponsor.
Along with Devil's Trumpet.
Hey, maybe you should invite her to a podcast.
Invite in grandma to a podcast? Yeah. That would be
that'd be interesting.
We should make that for some special
be highly
brownies.
Downloaded, I'm
that
sure.
That would get some viewers.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude. Right. Yeah, lots of... Maybe we could talk universities into looking into the mental state of older people.
Maybe in that interview, possibly, dude.
Maybe, I'm sorry, I love my grandmother. But,
maybe you know, we'd have to screenshot
she
this.
She's 88 years old, and I mean...
I just think older people shouldn't be able to drive. And that's
and she's never had a driver's license.
But I'm saying after today, and that's very like anti-libertarian of me. But after driving around and watching all these like old people in the middle of the day when all I want to do is go to fucking Arby's and get my roast beef sandwich and it takes me 20 minutes because the person's creeping down the street at 1 mile
over population.
I say let them do what they do. If that's what gets them off, let them do.
You know what? Recently, before I had your take on that, now I have your take on it.
Well, I've learned that. I'm going to call him everything in the book.
What's that? I'm just going to stop it when we're having two conversations. I want to have these conversations, but I'm sorry. Just because we are taping it, sorry. Let's go into something right now. Let's make it quick. People are tuning out right now. People are just
music.
Fucking hit pause.
Hot and not.
Pause. They just... Music. Music? All right, let's music.
I like music. I've heard of this music.
Dude, I got music, man. I'm sure we've all been to a concert recently. Let's do it. Music.
Last concert I went to was Def Leppard and Poison, and opening was Tesla, and dear God, it was a throwback from the fucking 80s, man.
Let's just talk about what we did the day after, man. That would be better.
It was a bunch of 40, 50-year-old people with bad hair. Man, I saw these fucking 300-pound ham planets wearing bodices and shit, man. Jesus
ham
Christ.
Hey, at least they weren't wearing rappers.
Dude... It was like I watched all these fucking people having a midlife crisis at Tinley Park, man. It was just fucking terrible.
But as far as live music, did you enjoy any of it?
Yeah, you know what? Poison was actually pretty good. Brett Michaels needs
they to all have decent fucking songs.
Like
you know?
Brett Michaels, you know, decent. like I said, he you know, he just needed to kind of shut up a little bit. He talked a little too much for my taste. I mean, he didn't say anything like what I would say bad, you know. A lot of his stuff was like, you know, support the troops, and I'm like, okay, whatever, you know, that's cool.
It was a little bit more than, hey, how you doing out there?
Yeah,
Thanks for coming out tonight.
He had a tendency to ramble like me, and it was like, I'm like, you know what, I don't like listening to myself ramble, so. Right, yeah. And then,
especially in a red headband.
Yeah, you know, but I mean, they sounded okay, and then Def Leppard, you know, actually sounded pretty good, and, you know, whatever.
They do is tour. That's awesome, dude. Still, you went to a live show. You took your girl. She enjoyed it, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it was really for her. Right. You know, she likes that stuff.
Rodney, last concert you've been to, man?
Last concert I've been to had to be Brad Paisley, probably.
Brad Paisley. How's the country scene going these days?
The charts are, they're out there, you know? Country's up and coming. It's a different kind of country now than it used to be.
That's for fucking sure.
It's more like pop in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I call it pop twang.
I call it bad rock and roll from the 80s.
I hear Brad Paisley's
a
good performer.
I'm a country guy, but...
Well, yeah.
I hear Paisley's a good performer.
Well, they say him and Keith Urban are the best guitar players. Probably in the top...
In country?
Top, I don't know. I won't say
obviously
five,
not in, like,
ten
the list
ever.
Of guitar players. 10 ever in country, right?
Yeah. Well, no, in all genres. They say... They can play anything.
I don't know about that.
It's a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Maybe they can. I mean, I don't know anything
about
it. Maybe they're
fucking. But yeah, right. They say these guys can do things that people can't do. So right. I don't know.
If Keith Urban can play like some Dragon Force, then I'll.
Who sells more albums than Keith Urban or Dragon Force?
Well, no, I
don't.
Yeah,
fuck him, dude. If he can, but no, he actually sells, play like that and he sold out, I'm fine with it.
He's a better, but he's a better songwriter.
Keith Urban has sold more guitars.
He's a better songwriter.
How was the show? How was the show? Like the whole dynamic.
Getting back to it, country's turned a different corner than it used to be.
Yeah.
We're not talking about
passing our loved ones
or
like that,
our dog died or it's upbeat now. It's
a different message maybe for sure because country was more like the blues before it seemed like the lyrics and you know really a lot of the music back in the day but it seemed more like blues honestly.
Everything branched off the blues.
Well,
the
yeah, that's the reason why we have rock and roll, man. Fuck.
Yeah,
but anyway, like, tell us more about how about the crowd? How was the crowd?
Oh, it was,
I'm a jazz guy.
All right, here, guys.
The crowd.
Have you been to a country concert?
Country concert, yeah.
Yes.
Well, I've been to one country concert my entire life.
That was no. The best, I want to hear your last concert. Give me this.
No, I.
How was the girls? How was the girls?
The best part
about I've always heard.
Country has the best looking girls.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Along with Dave Matthews, I hear that country shows have the best like.
You know, you got the short shorts, you got the, you know, like the spaghetti strap halter tops or whatever they call them. I don't know what
fuck
they
yeah.
call them.
I
they
like
got
it.
The shit kickers on, like, and it's hot.
That yeah. is. It's fucking
no.
cute, man.
It's hot.
Country concerts have the best looking girls. They do, by far. I will agree with that. I mean, there's, I just, you know, I don't know how many women I saw in, like, plaid, like, you know, it's like a plaid flannel type of shirt or whatever it is, short shorts and cowboy boots, and I'm just like... Look at that ass, you know, type of thing.
I bet,
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
so just
I want to disclaimer.
No, because I don't objectify women like that.
Oh,
so.
Bullshit.
Just at the Porter County Fair, we had two country concerts there.
You had Toby Keith?
We had Toby Keith and we had Old Dominion.
He's doing fucking fair now. I don't know who the fuck Old Dominion is.
My wife.
The Freight
wife.
Line? Did Old Dominion... The Freight Line bring Old Dominion's
shit in. Old Dominion's up and coming.
Yeah.
They're
wow, he's really
band.
Falling to the wayside.
My wife and her friends,
I mean,
they just
like
up home and
a survivor.
I was looking at my...
All right, Kansas, we're all talking on different shit. Hey, still re-recorded. We got to talk to the crowd a little bit. Rodney, go. Sorry.
So, we're you know, I'm around. Taking pictures of my wife and her friends before they leave for this concert.
They're all hoochied up.
I'm looking at my wife like, goddamn.
Why don't you throw that on after I get off of work, you know?
Yeah.
And by the way, let me just throw in that fucking if she actually downloads this, and even if she doesn't, like,
I'm gonna
dude,
tell her.
Dude, Missy is awesome, dude. Missy's awesome.
Thank you.
We found some good wives, man.
We did.
We
and
found
and
some
the country
wives.
Concert I went to was before I was married and even right. dating my wife, so.
We're just gonna go through my last one really quick, dude. It was Incubus. They didn't play anything from Science, and it was stupid. You're gonna hear a lot of stuff about a band called Umphrey's McGee about me, and surprisingly, that was not my last concert. Beal, what was your last concert?
My last concert was Roger Waters at the United Center.
How fucking awesome was that, dude?
Very awesome, very awesome. I never got to. I'm selective about what Pink Floyd stuff I like. And to me, to this day, one of my favorite albums of all time, Pink Floyd, is Animals. I mean, my top 10 list, Animals is somewhere in there. Don't know what number, but it's in there somewhere. It's still one of the best albums I've ever heard.
You know what's funny you say that? Because that's like one of the albums I like going down in the basement and getting on my drum set and putting on the headphones. And I'll play. Like, that's one of those albums.
Classic.
That's one of those albums I can sit there and play along with. Like, the whole, I mean, from beginning to end, like...
I'll turn you on.
Well, I never got to see
let me ask you
Floyd,
about this. I want to ask you about
a lot
subject.
Of animals there.
Let me ask you about this subject really quick, because you were looking for Neurosis tickets, which they were playing a super small venue.
Yep.
Really, really expensive tickets to get, but Beal is kind of like this guy who always waits last minute for tickets. It's always like, hey, Beal, are you going to this show?
And he was supposed to hook
and he's
me
never,
up,
he's, it's always like, yeah, eventually. Like, but... But explain to me about, like, kind of your methods about finding the cheap ticket.
My
man.
Methods?
Finding the cheap
I
ticket,
kind of
man.
Like a magician that reveals a trick, though.
Can you tell
I'll,
us?
I'll give you a very, very generalization.
Because about three people are going to download this shit. So
I use
you're revealing this shit to three people, Beal. So just give us some shit. Come
okay,
on,
I check out different sites. I check out the ticket brokers. I check out the... third party ticket, your Vivid, your StubHub. I never bought a ticket off of StubHub a day in my life. I look at eBay, and I look at Craigslist, and I also look at Facebook. I look at all those, kind of establish a price, watch auctions, and I watch them from, you know, months on. Okay.
You kind of decide where you want to go, like, hey, like, this kind of, I've established this base price, and, like, I'm basically not interested in this base price.
And then I look at that.
I might take a look afterwards.
I look at that base price that I kind of get, and I want at least half of that. I don't even mean the face value.
I mean, what you did your method with, and you
press. Oh, I mean,
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I take that, and I look at basically last minute, and I look at, can I get up there? And I work in Chicago, so anything downtown, I get an advantage. I jump on a train, I got free parking.
Shout out to Ion TV.
Was it when you and I saw the car?
Yeah, I haven't seen him since. I missed him in Portland by like a couple weeks. They were playing down the street from my sister's place, which I'd have loved to win. But yeah, I ended up seeing this big stadium show.
Well, so since we're talking music, I got to give this one to Mike Cheek over here. I was always a country guy, but he opened my eyes to different genres. And two of the bands that come off the top of my head is Limp Bizkit.
Wow.
Wow.
And Master P. Warren G.
You just ruined the whole history of this fucking podcast, dude.
No.
With like those words, man.
No, I enjoyed not all the songs, but a couple of the songs that.
Those are some of the bands that I mean, like I mean, one some's name in a band, dude. I had teenage years.
Well,
but like Limp Bizkit, everyone, a lot of people fell into. I'm not ashamed of that.
I never did.
I'm not ashamed of
and
that.
I saw Limp Bizkit way before into it for like ever broke 8 to 9 months. I just did not like them.
I saw
them. Well, this is going back to teenage years. So that
I won't defend myself anymore.
No, you don't have to. Like, I don't know how old were we, 16, 17 years old?
We were very young, man.
But I never listened to anything other than
country
at that time. That's my point. Not that they're the best bands ever.
Oh no, those bands also.
You know, I will say
some
this
of those weren't bands; those were just like rappers.
No, well, even they have some good.
Well,
songs.
It's kind of just open you up to like there's other genres of music, right?
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
That's what you're. Yeah, that's a good. Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, that was my whole point of the whole situation.
I wish I left you with better music than fucking Limp Bizkit and whatever the fuck.
You just played in Hammond last.
You should listen
weekend.
To Wu-Tang Clan, and you should listen to Rock. You should
listen
to Rush.
Wu-Tang. I forgot that one. Wu-Tang was
Wu-Tang Clan's still ain't nothing to fuck with, dude. I mean, Wu-Tang Clan is the shit. Dude, they're the best.
See, I've never listened to the best hip-hop group ever.
All right, let's let you guys talk. No. I just don't want every... There's four conversations. Yeah, that's weird. Let's just talk.
No, I will say I've been able to kick off a lot of the bands off the bucket list here over the last few years, though, which has been kind of nice.
Like going to see live?
Yeah, going to see live. Well, and some of them I had seen before, and some of them I hadn't. But
still waiting on that Beatles bucket list.
I got to see Sleep, which was like stoner rock doom metal fest from hell, man. Like
I don't know what Sleep is.
Okay,
but that sounds like a great description.
You have to fuck like they there's this big long story behind the band Sleep, and they actually broke up over an album because they wanted their quote unquote masterpiece, Dope Smoker, which is the album's called Dope Smoker, right? Okay.
Hey, they're inspiring me already, dude.
It's a 60-minute song about guys going across the desert smoking dope. It's all it's about. They're on a journey going across the desert smoking dope. So, but that was the whole thing. Like the record label was like, you know, oh, we don't want to have, it's a 60-minute song, you know, one track, 60 minutes, takes up the whole CD kind of thing, you know. But I got to go see them live, which was pretty fucking awesome, man. I mean,
what kind of a like venue? Like, what was this capacity?
It was a Talia Hall.
I'm not familiar.
What is that? What about 3,000 people?
Oh, damn.
I've never been to Talia.
Damn,
really?
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Man, it was like 3,000. Fucking potheads, just
super fucking fans.
Just sitting there. The whole place was swaying. You could feel the whole goddamn
awesome
place
go.
Oh, it was great. Yes. You know, and I mean, I was like the only one in there who wasn't high. I'm just like, this is fucking great, man. You know, and I was still swaying with them because you just had to get into the vibe. And you know, the whole time I'm just like, yeah. And then I got to see Faith No More again, which was really nice on their reunion tour.
Yes.
You know, when they did the whole Sol Victus tour. And I'm going to tell you what.
You turned me onto that album, dude.
Yeah.
Like the second to last time we hung out.
But yeah, probably about Angel Dust time or whatever it was. Yeah, because I saw him on the Angel Dust tour.
Me and him and Jake.
You know, I saw him on the Franklin House. I saw him on the Angel Dust tour.
Turned me on then.
I saw him on the Sol Invictus here when they got back together. I'm gonna tell you what, those fuckers knocked it out of the park, man.
My God,
it was like Oh yeah. I mean, but all of them, you could tell there was a difference between when I saw them like 20 years ago or 20, well, almost 25 fucking years ago versus now. They were like, now they're like, we don't give a shit. And they almost sounded better because you could see they were like having fun with it because they were only playing like maybe 20 shows or whatever it was. Right. And I'm just like, I remember they were playing stuff off of every fucking record, you know, and I remember they were playing stuff off of King for a Day, Fool for a Lifetime, and
it's a good record, man.
And they played like Cuckoo for Caca, okay, you know, which is a weird, stupid title, but like just a
great song,
just a song that just drives, and it was just like this fucking wall of sound that just hit me, and I'm sitting there just like in a trance, like going, God damn, this is fucking awesome.
That was my 14-year-old's ass first Faith No More CD, brother.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I mean.
I loved everything about it.
Yeah, I mean, that CD was great, you know, and I mean, they played all kinds of shit. I mean, it was just great. And then I got to see Ride, which is like this, like, English, one of my guilty pleasures. Ride. Cerniak would like this.
I know. Because
Cerniak and I went to this.
How committed are you to telling us about Ride, dude? Because I don't give a fuck. Dude.
You know?
I honestly don't.
Yeah,
I'm telling you the truth.
They're a shoegazer English Britpop band, but, that's, you know.
Terrible, dude.
No, it was good. It was good.
I'm not trying to rag on him right now. I don't know anything about him. I'll take a listen.
You know, yeah,
for sure. But
you know what? No, because
let's do one more topic.
Ride was one of those bands back in the day. What we do was it was one of those bands we put the album in and drop a lot of acid.
Okay,
and listen to drugs.
Okay. What kind of podcast is this?
I'm just poning my chair up to the table.
Statute of limitations has run out. This was 25 years ago. I'm just saying, you know.
We're making a citizen's arrest here.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, just
statute of limitations definitely applies here.
And we'll call it even.
No, so over the last few years.
Complete this thought that I don't. I'm a little interested in hearing now.
What, the Ride?
Yeah, what about Ride? Are we on acid now? I don't want to go into acid now. I think we need to.
But they're a band that, like, if you take acid,
we should wrap it up. Actually,
yeah, we probably should hear soon. But,
I think we're a little long right now for people actually listening.
No, the thing is that if you're going to listen to Ride, you're probably better off just doing a lot of acid and listening to them.
That sounds like Humphreys McGee is great if you fucking eat some mushrooms.
They're great if you don't. Because they're like one of those bands. You're not going
to
have a bad trip if you're just sitting on the couch and you're like cranked out on acid and you're listening to it, because it just makes everything seem better.
I like it.
It's not bad. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'll take a listen to this band.
Yeah,
I'm not sure it had any. You're talking like this podcast. Sorry.
Yeah. That's what your mom and I were doing the other night.
That's not very nice. That's very not nice. It's very hurtful. And I don't know. Praise Allah.
We haven't even gotten to the stop assaulting my host. My co-host, or not my co-host, he's an equal, absolutely, but stop harassing him with saying that he said offensive things, because I haven't even gone into the subject of
Lauren Beale. Why do you...
I hope you download this, Lauren, because Lauren, if I had met Megan before, I've never met you, but if I had met you before...
What about Robin?
Robin's out of my league, bro. Lauren. Robin's just a couple years older than me. I don't want after that, though. But Lauren.
Hey, Robin.
I always would like to meet you. We should have coffee sometime or something. Even with my wife, because I'm in love with my wife. I love my wife. So, nothing other than that. But we should at least talk. Nice, we should talk. We should talk.
Lauren was like...
Hey.
Let's not talk about Lauren anymore. That's it.
Let's go. Robin used to
tour. Stop shaking your drink.
Used to tour me.
Yeah.
Did she really?
Yes.
She's 8 years younger than
you? Yeah, something like that.
We can't talk about this.
Okay.
There's a really small limit I can get away with,
and I do it every time I see him.
Am I the only one who didn't have a fascination with your sisters?
You tell me. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, like I that's weird. Like I'm.
I have a fascination with pretending like I have a fascination with Beale Sisters.
Oh. But I'm sorry, dude.
I don't care.
Oh,
okay. You've been like, an absolutely great guest, though.
5 years ago or whatever it is.
You've been our absolute best guest so far.
I think I'm your first.
You're actually our number. You guys are like I would say, right head and head, man. You guys are like You guys are both my favorite.
Call it a draw.
I forgot we were still tipping. I forgot we had.
Yeah. Well. Let's put it this way. This is it for episode one. Yeah. It was good with having Rodney and Beale here.
Yeah.
Hot Rod.
I prefer my new given name. I'm going to change it to Dr. Sanchez. That's
going to be more like Sanchez. Dirty Sanchez.
No, it's Doctor.
However,
Doctor spells
if
out.
If Liz Lavery joins this, it's AKA Sir Rodney.
So,
Sir Rodney. Let's all go around and do final thoughts. All right, Michael Rogers, Mike Rogers. My bad. I'm gonna be the Michael of the podcast if that's okay.
That's fine. I'll be Mike. Yeah,
cool.
You or Mikey or whatever.
Yeah.
Wood rot sucks.
Wood rock sucks.
Wood rot.
Wood. It said. Say I said
that three
wood
times
rot.
That Sally sells. She's
wood
over
rot.
The seashore.
Wood rot. Wood rot. Wood
My mean. Point. Speeding costs me money. You know. I had to go to traffic court today and take the deferment, deferral program? I don't know what they call it. But they get less money out of you if you take that class.
Yeah. You show up and you say,
no, you just,
fuck
yeah,
the
no.
state.
Still $179.50.
That's bullshit.
I know. It's like, no, that's 218 over. Maybe. That's what the police said. I'm not admitting to it. That's totally not admission. I haven't been sworn in a court of law. So this off the record. But, yeah, they say I was going 48 and still accelerating.
48 to 25?
No, not 30. It wasn't a school zone. I do fly past the old folks' home, though. I think that's a mercy killer. If I clip one, I've done God's will.
Holy shit.
You're part of natural selection, yeah. Man.
Dark.
You are Darwinism.
Social Darwinism.
Man.
Probably more eugenics.
Okay, Margaret Sanger.
More like killgenics, but.
Death Race 2000.
All I got for anybody is just thank you if you actually listen to this whole fucking thing. I really appreciate that, man. We're trying to get this thing going. We're going to try to fucking make it awesome. We're going to try to make it relevant and good. And, you know, obviously, it's just people we know downloading it now. We're going to maybe interview people that we know, man. If you're interested in being interviewed, contact us, man. With
beer.
The subject, man. Just contact. Yeah, you got to buy the beer. You have to absolutely buy the beer. If you smoke, you have to bring the weed. But yeah, absolutely.
And hopefully the quality will get better over time. And
yeah, we're sorry about how fucked up this might have been. And you know, talking over each other, we'll get better. And we're sorry if the sound quality sucks. But just really, really thank you for anybody who's actually listening to this, man. Appreciate it, Rodney.
Oh,
Hot Rod.
Pass it on to Hot Rod like that, huh?
Hot Rod, man.
Yeah, hey,
you gotta follow that
motherfucker.
What?
Just hug somebody you love and keep it real. Love y'all. Peace.
That's the best fucking advice I've ever had.
Das Vidania.